Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well on this beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us. Really excited about what God is doing in this season. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayers. We open up our service. Those coming in, just come on in. Just praise God. Praise the Lord. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Ms. Tabitha. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request? Righty. Anyone on my left side tonight? Spoken. I know there are a lot of prayer requests that have been called out and text and in our prayer box. So let's remember each and every one. And if the Lord's laid something on your heart right now, let's be sure to pray about that. Amen. Let's all just go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, as we celebrate this season of your birth, dear Lord, we just come to you and we just want to give you all the glory, everything that we have. Dear Lord, may we lift it up to worship you. Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, we ask that you'll make us be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to receive your word, dear Lord, ready to worship and praise you. Dear Lord, as these prayer requests are brought forth, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken, dear Lord, we know that you can be with that family, dear Lord, that's lost everything in a fire, dear Lord, and for that little eight-year-old, dear Lord, that's going through the burn center. Lord, touch his body now, dear Lord. Strengthen him, dear Lord. Give him just the relief, ease that pain, ease the situation, dear Lord, and for that family, just touch them. Lord, may we all come together, not only in prayer for them, but see if we can help them in their needs. Lord, we just love and praise you. Dear Lord, now as we do celebrate this season, dear Lord, may we put you first in every celebration, in every gathering, dear Lord, in every mention of the word Christmas, may we all remember that the first part of that word is Christ. And dear Lord, we love and we praise you. Dear Lord, we give you all the honor. Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his family, strengthen them, dear Lord, in each and every activity that goes forth as families gather together, dear Lord, as we celebrate. Lord, we ask for your protection to be upon each and every one. Lord, those watching online now at or later date, Lord, may they feel your holy presence in the message that goes forth this evening. Lord, if they have a prayer request with the Lord as they just list them in the comments, Lord, we know that you'll touch them, dear Lord, and even at a later date, dear Lord, for those in need, may they find you, dear Lord, may they find that opportunity to release all their situations into your mighty hands. We'll walk with joy, we'll walk with faith in you, and the Lord, and receive the joy and peace that only you can provide. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I need y'all's help tonight. Y'all know it's Christmas this weekend, Sunday. We're going to do Joy to the World. I need all y'all to help lift me up. There's different keys and sways in there. I love the song. So y'all just help us. I just want to hear y'all tonight. Praise God. Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and angels sing. And heaven and angels sing. And heaven and nature sing. No more let's sing. Blessings flow. is joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is the better receiver King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven nature sing. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It is joy to the world as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be seated if you can. Y'all have to excuse me. We're getting started. I guess these words are getting smaller in the book, or my eyes are changing. Got to where I could read the screen easier than I could read the book this evening. Just praise God. Anybody in here blessed? Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I don't know about y'all, but I can really feel the love of the Lord, and I just want to be one that the Lord uses, and I know y'all do too. On a Wednesday night service, we all just want to be that vessel that can help just spread that joy and peace that because of the birth of Jesus Christ that we have, that love of God and everything that He's done for us. Praise God. Well, we've got a special announcement we're going to do tonight before we take up our evening offering. Y'all know this last month, the last 6 weeks, it's been a list. It seemed like it kept growing, and I could scratch one and add two, it seemed like, as we did announcements. But I've only got the one tonight, unless someone else has one, and it's from a very, very special lady, a member of our church, that hasn't been able to come here recently because of health and because of situations in life. But she has such a loving heart, and that's Sister Hux. And I want us to think about her right now as we do. Miss Hux is just a wonderful, wonderful lady. She's given, and I know just when this special time she'll call us, and Brother Eddie received a call from her, and she has a special request she wanted to share with each and every one of you. She says, because of situations, and you know how she always fills out her Christmas cards. And it just really pricked her heart that she wanted to make sure that everybody in this church, those of you watching online, know that she wishes each and every one of you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I'm her verbal Christmas card. So I'm just letting the word out that she loves you. She would love to be with us. Let's keep her and her family in our prayer during this season. As time grows and things, life sometimes keeps weighting us down, but that we don't forget those that aren't able to join us each and every service. Sister Linda, as y'all know, that she's not been able to come the last few Sundays. The situation's there. So I want us all just to lift up those, especially as we get older and we have those that aren't able to be with us. And it's always, if we think of them with a fond heart, with love, and ask the Lord to touch each and every one of them. Now, and our travelers, we're glad to have back tonight. We're glad to see y'all. And as I said earlier, thank you for sharing your journey through pictures and Facebook, and it was fun to watch. So we just want to worship the Lord this evening. And before I change, are there any other announcements? Now I got my sheet off, ready for a new year. I see Sister Lori ready to hit me with one. Oh, yes. New Year's Eve, which is just next weekend. We want to remind everybody a tradition that I love since we started this church, and I've become a part of it, and I love it. Had some very special time with the Lord. We love this congregation. We love to pray in the new year. So we invite each and every one of you here New Year's Eve night, probably somewhere about a quarter, about what we say, about a quarter to 12, somewhere in there. Whoever's got the first key will open the door and we can come in. Just come on in. We gather together and then we pray in the new year. It's a special time just letting the Lord know how much we love Him and we thank Him for everything that's happened this year, and with expectations of what even the greater things that He's got in store for us in our life and in our future. So it's an opportunity. So if you can, those of you watching online, if you want to join us, come on in on Christmas Eve. There's some other announcements come forth. Brother Eddie's got the schedule. He'll go over with everybody and that type of stuff. But we're just really excited this year. And just thank each and every one of you for your prayers, for your love, to see what the community outreach did. Was it just like? Or the weekend before. Anyway, whenever we did it, the shop with the cop, and it was around $6,000. Sunday before last, excuse me, my dates are, like I said. But it was $6,000 with our congregation. I was bragging to somebody at work today, and I was just saying it's just how God just multiplies. And that's the celebration that we have. Praise God. All right, I'll hush. We'll get ready to take up the evening offering, and we're just going to go ahead and take it up this evening. Thank you, Brother Jim. Praise God. Brother Jim, if you'd ask the Lord to bless our
Like, something just came to me. I was listening to him there, and then I had an experience this week. This week, as we're celebrating Christmas, as we're enjoying families, loved ones being around us, and we're praising the Lord, all of it. But do this. Think about the ones who do not have a family. The ones that's living on the street. Have no warmth for them this week. Let me tell you, heartbreaking. We don't know why they're there, you know. Thing is, personally myself, I really don't care about the reason. They're there, and they need our prayer. They need our blessing. And when I think about this cold that's coming in, I see some of these people, they need every prayer that we need. Right? So as you're enjoying your family this weekend, you know, take a moment, think about it. Have the blessings with you. All right?
Everybody's mind is on our blessings. I was thinking about that on the way home this afternoon, stuck in traffic, you know, and the Lord was just letting me think about all of my blessings, not just this year, but through my life. And I just want to thank Him for everything. And if I said everything, nobody else would get to talk. So I'm just going to, I had a little problem with my car Monday night. I didn't have any heat in my car on the way home, and I thought, we've gone through this before with another car, and I thought, Lord, I know He gives us the money to pay for it, but, you know, I don't want to spend it on my broke-down car. So anyway, I just told Tommy, and of course, he tried to look to see what he could do, but he took it to the shop. The Lord blessed us. He's off this week, and we have another car, so that all worked out, but he was just thinking, okay, you know, it's going to be thousands of dollars or whatever. The guy said, well, let me just check the coolant just before we do anything else. And it was low on coolant. He filled it up and said, have a Merry Christmas. I know y'all are a good customer. And he knows we're going to be a better customer probably down the road with that car getting old. But he didn't charge us anything. And that was all it was. I have heat in my car. Thank you, Jesus. But I just was thinking of all of my blessings. I'm just so unworthy, and I don't thank Him enough. And I'm just so blessed, and I don't have the words for everything that He has done. You know, His birth, His death, His resurrection to cover our sins. I'm so unworthy, and I just want to praise Him. The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all.
Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand.
It is so good to be back home. It's fun being out there on the water and floating around for 10 days or so, but it's good to be back home. I couldn't walk straight for a few days there, but anyway, I don't know why. Let me say this. Merry Christmas. I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you are too. But I'm going to ask the ones in the back if they can have the words to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I picked this. You don't know it? We can sing it. All right. Well, I said it was going to be a God thing, but now I'm questioning. No, I started singing it on the way here, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it's Christmas. We can all just, I want everybody to sing with me. It's not about me, okay? It's about all of us and about what God has done for us. So it is a Christmas carol. Oh, I'm so glad you got it up there. Now I can read it because I won't use my glasses now. I didn't think I was going to be able to read the words in this little bitty book. But anyway, we're just going to sing the first verse. We're just going to sing the first verse twice. Okay, so we're not even going to go to the second verse. We're just going to sing the first verse twice. So if everybody will just stand and sing with me and remember and think about what you're singing about. The one that we are singing about, our Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all worship the Lord. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all the nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
It was good. Praise God. Sister Tabitha, come on up.
I feel like I should sing a Christmas song because it's Christmas, but I was thinking about this song today, All My Hope Is in Jesus. You know, with everything going on around us, you know, when I think about my family that's hurting tonight, all of our hope is in Jesus. He's the only one that's going to bring us through anything that we're going through. So I wanted to sing this night and get Sister Penny to help me.
Washed by the blood.
Amen.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven.
My sins are forgiven. Amen. And all my hope, A-double-L, all my hope is in the Lord. Amen. I believe it was David said, what wait I for? My hope is in the Lord. I don't know why we search other avenues sometimes, including me, before we give God a chance. Because if we go to Him first, we'll save ourselves a lot of pain, a lot of misery, and a lot of stress. Appreciate the songs tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that we feel here. Just something special around the season time that as we reminisce and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Brother McCoy did mention that we need to keep those who are homeless, those who are destitute, in our heart and in mind. I don't think you'll mind me telling you this, but he and Sister Karen were able to work together with a food bank. And they were able to get quite a bit of canned goods and some food and some warm clothing and was able to take it to this little colony, I guess. Some of you may have seen it. It's out on Industrial Drive there. And it's where they're doing all the tearing down of the trees, getting ready to make the bypass. And there's a little bitty thing with tarps and stuff pulled around. And believe it or not, people are living and existing there. And unannounced, they just drove up and told him they had some things for him. And he said they were so appreciative. They didn't even want him to unload the truck. They came out there and was unloading the truck. And it was some canned goods, some groceries, some other things, some bread and stuff, and some warm clothing. So thank God for that. Thank God that people still care. And there are people in this life, in this world, that are destitute and need help. And like you said, for whatever reason, that's really not our business. But And he said he came away feeling more blessed than they were that received it. And I said, well, that's Bible. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So if you have a chance to give somebody something, if it's nothing more than a smile and a Merry Christmas and God loves you, it just kind of brightens yourself and makes you feel good that you have given of yourself and of your time and of your means if you're able to do that. If you have your Bible tonight, again, I know we spent a lot of time in the second chapter of St. Luke, but I want to share two scriptures with you tonight and maybe leave a thought, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to testify, and we're going to maybe have a theme or a format in our testimony service. Susan mentioned it. It's been blessings. All she's been thinking about is blessings, and you know what? That's a sign of a godly person when this is the time of hustle and bustle and getting and receiving and doing and fixing and cooking and scurrying. Anybody scurry at Christmas? If you don't, just sit back and look at everybody else. They're scurrying. The night lights are just full of cars going here and there and to and fro, and you know people are circling trying to find that nearest parking space. And I told Penny, let's just park way down here and walk. It'll do us good. But everybody's circling, trying to find that parking space. But, you know, and that's the season. That brings that all the time. But when you begin to just reflect on how good God has been, not only this year, not only this season, but from the very beginning of our time, that He's never failed us, and He's not going to fail us now. He's always with us. He sticketh closer than a brother. He said He would supply our need. He said the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. So we are a very, very blessed people. So I want us to remember that, not only this season, but all year long. In the second chapter of St. Luke, verses number 10 and verse number, I'm sorry, let's just do verse number 11 and verse number 12. in the second chapter of the book of Luke, beginning with verse number 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we do so love you. God, you're so gracious to us and so wonderful. Father, we lift you up and praise your holy name. God, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, God, that you are mindful of our needs. And Father, I pray, God, that not only during this season, but all year long, God, that we'll reminisce on our blessings and thank you and give you praise every day of our year. Father, we ask you to reach out to those who are suffering. Many are sick and afflicted, and especially at this time of the season, God, there are many who are depressed and down and out. And I pray, God, that you would lift them up. God, encourage them, Lord, as well as healing and touching their bodies. Ask you now, Lord, just to feed us that heavenly manna. God, speak to us that you would have us to hear. Help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And we'll look to you to give you praise and honor and glory. For we ask the blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Love the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And if I had a theme tonight, it would simply be the perfect gift. The perfect gift. Not ask you to raise your hand or even acknowledge, but there'll be times in our life and probably right now, somewhere in a mall, somewhere behind a computer. You didn't used to order Christmas presents behind a computer, but that's a very common thing now. Or somewhere in a specialty shop, there is somebody somewhere looking and searching for the perfect gift for someone, maybe a loved one, maybe a family member, maybe a mom or a dad or something, and they're wanting to get that perfect gift. You know, and I don't know if y'all do like we do. Sometimes we find ourselves in a pattern, and all of a sudden it dawns us, this is exactly what we got them last year, because that's what they like, and we, you know, we're giving them the exact same thing, you know. And so many times that happens, you get in a pattern of getting certain, there's the uncle, there's the aunt, there's the person that don't like this, there's person that don't like that, but they do like this, and you're searching for that perfect gift, and it gets a little hectic, doesn't it? Sometimes you just stress your mind out, saying, oh, well, what can I get them, what can I get them? The perfect gift, meaning that you feel good about giving them, and they feel good about receiving it. But you know, I find in the Bible, and I find in serving God, there's really only one perfect gift, and I know we all know what that is, and that is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect gift from the Father. I mean, there's no way that he could have given us anything else that would have satisfied us, that would have sustained us, not only give us salvation, but give us peace and joy and happiness and fulfillment of life and blessing upon blessing upon blessing. But I thought about something, especially this past week when the story was read a number of different times in the play and all, and I thought about the story of the angel announcing and told them exactly where they would find the baby, and exactly how they would find the baby, and the baby would in fact be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the shepherds knew exactly what to look for and could identify very easily when they came to the stable and saw the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. I believe Brother Chris talked about the manger. It's not like the manger that you see depicted in the nativity scene. It was not made of wood. In fact, it was a piece of stone that was hewed out. That's what an animal trough was, or a manger. So it wasn't comfortable at all, but that's where they were. That was God's plan. It wasn't God's plan for them to be in a comfortable zone, a comfortable inn or a situation like that. Because of lowly esteem, he came as king of the world. But what I want to focus on tonight is the swaddling clothes and how that the baby Jesus was wrapped. I think I did mention it in one of my sermons that the shepherds who tended the flocks of the temple where they made the sacrificial lamb, they had to be very particular with the lamb that they was going to present to the priest to sacrifice at the temple. It could not be an imperfect lamb. It could not be have spot or blemish or any type thing like that. It had to be a perfectly healthy lamb. One, in fact, it would probably be the most expensive type of animal that they had. And as soon as that baby lamb was born, The shepherds would take it and they would wrap it in swaddling clothes to protect it from the other sheep and the other lambs, and did not want it to get hurt or did not want it to get scarred or bruised or anything. Took very, very good care of it so that they could present it to the priest at the temple so that they could make the sacrificial lamb, because they was offering that for the sins of the world or for to be rolled back, so that it had to be perfect. Very symbolic of Christ. But it was normal and customary, if you read ancient times, for babies to be wrapped in swaddling clothes for comfort, for warmth, for protection. And it even was in the minds of certain people years and years ago that in wrapping the swaddling clothes around a baby, you know, it's rolled so tight, that it would help them to have their limbs grow straight and not be deformed in any way. And that was, I kind of saw that on reference sometime. But what I want you to know is they were wrapped and protected, and this is what the case was with Jesus. Now, I want you to think about, there was no room in the inn. So they were out in a little stable. And probably the stable might have been hewn out of a rock, may have been a cave or something. But anyway, it was not a comfortable place. It was not a warm place. And I thought to myself, where did the swaddling clothes come from? Did Mary, in anticipation of the birth of the baby boy, wrap some swaddling clothes or pack some swaddling clothes? And probably not, because she probably didn't expect that she would give birth while they were in the city of Bethlehem giving taxes. So I began to research, and I began to try to find out, you know, what. You probably wouldn't find very many comfortable or clothes to swaddle a baby with inside of a stable. Would they probably be dirty and mangy and all of that? So historians and some scholars and some people who have nothing else to do but think suggested that during the cold weather of those months that the men often would wear basically what amounts to was like hosen. You know, they wore the tunics or the robes and, you know, the wrapping. They didn't have the kind of clothes that we do, but the men would wear basically what is like a long sock or something like that. And they suggested that maybe Joseph took some of his apparel, maybe ripped it, tore it or something, and was able to give Mary something to wrap the baby in. But whatever it was, he was identified as the Messiah when the shepherds came and spotted the baby lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, meaning the perfect gift. And I thought about the perfect gift. Didn't have to be wrapped in the presents. My wife takes very special care in wrapping presents. I've often tried to help her, and I've been told, just go on and leave me alone. Let me wrap the presents, because I don't wrap them very good. Sometimes the ends don't meet. Sometimes one end's longer than the other. She can cut it precisely and wrap it and look so good, and she likes to do those bows with the scissors and, you know, make the little doodads and all. I said, honey, they're just going to rip them apart. They're just going to be wrapping paper all over the floor and in the seats and everything, trying to get to those gifts, because they don't care about how good it's wrapped. They don't care about how pretty it is or how nice it is. They want what's inside it. And I thought about the perfect gift wrapped up. It wasn't the swaddling clothes. It was what was inside the swaddling. And the perfect gift became perfect to us after the swaddling clothes were laid aside, and after the child began to grow, and after the child matured, and after the child became a man, and after he began to minister and preach and heal and anoint and touch and change lives. But really what made the perfect gift was when he willingly laid his life down on the cross and died for us. No longer was he the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. He was the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, the perfect Lamb of God. Then as he bled and died on the cross of Calvary, and then was buried, and then he was resurrected, giving us that greatest gift that any of us could ever have. There is nothing else in this world that can compare to the gift that God gave us when he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I would charge to you, or I would suggest to you, as you're opening presents this weekend or on Christmas morning or Christmas Day or whenever you do, Take a moment and reflect on the wrapping, and then take a moment and be thankful for what's in the box or in the wrapping. I almost was going to bring a present, just an empty box wrapped up, and then show you. It's not how the outside is. It's not how pretty it is. It's not how wonderful the bow is. It's what's on the inside. And it's really not that important about the swaddling clothes. What was very important and is still important today is he that was in the swaddling clothes. Man, and aren't you glad that he's no longer the baby lying in a manger, but he is in fact the risen Savior. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves you that much, amen, that he shed his life on Calvary for you and for me? I've asked the live stream, we just wanted to read that and share that, but I wanted to give you an opportunity. I know I got a little bit of kid in me, and when I get close to Christmas, I get really, really antsy and excited and a twinge in my stomach, and I hope and pray I never lose that. I hope and pray that when I'm old, that I still enjoy Christmas like I do, because then I'm a young man. It would be sad to have Christmas and not have that twinge of excitement. And you know, and it's really not about what I'm getting. It's all about Jesus first and foremost. We know that. But it's all about seeing others and expression on their face and whenever you see something that you put a little time in and effort to try to get something that they would enjoy. So I want to give you an opportunity to testify. I want to give you out a couple of things, and you don't have to go exactly by these if you want to, or if you just want to testify about something that's entirely all right. How many knows that you got liberty in a Pentecostal church? Amen. If you want to shout, you can shout. If you want to run, take off. If you want to pray, go right ahead. Amen. Nothing is out of order as long as you're doing it for the Lord. But I would like to see the format or the theme, either one of your, and I'm not going to ask you your most memorable Christmas, because you probably wouldn't be able to just narrow it down to one. But one of your most memorable Christmases, whether it was a gift, whether it was family together, or whatever may have happened. Maybe you had a birth of a child near that or something. Or, if you would, rather, one of your most memorable gifts. And I'll start it. Of course, all of my Christmases have been special, and I know every one of you have too. But there's some that kind of stick out in your mind. And one was when I was 6 years old. And for Christmas, I got a brand new red 20-inch bicycle that I thought was the sharpest thing that ever was. And also, Dennis and I got one of those Lionel train sets. And, you know, the little smoke that comes out and it goes, you put the track together, you know, and that thing was put up and circled around the tree. And that just sticks in my mind. And I don't know why I remember this, but I remember also I got a pair of gray pants. I don't know why that sticks in my mind. I think because I looked at them and throwed them over on the couch or something real quick and went to the bicycle and the train and all. But Mother always got us some type of clothes for Christmas, you know, and made sure that we had something like it, but whatever we asked for, we was going to get some clothes too. But that one really sticks in my mind, and I guess I always remember Christmas. And, of course, Dennis was 2 years younger than me, so that was a very memorable Christmas. But I have many. So if you would tonight, and the live stream is off, so you don't have to worry about talking and have people listen to you out there, and we won't bring a microphone and shove it in your face, but give you an opportunity. And you might stand and say, you know, I have many memorable Christmases, one in particular. And you know, you'll reminisce and it'll bless you. Or I remember one of the greatest gifts I ever got, or one that meant the most to me, blah, blah, blah. And if it was a BB gun, be careful because you'll shoot your eye out. Oh, you get the BB gun? Go with it, brother. Both of them. Love those memories. You'll have those with you always. Amen. Somebody else want to stand? Most memorable Christmas, or one of my most, or one of my most memorable gifts? Oh, to be able to see Christmas through the eyes of children. Hope I never lose that. They're so excited. Wonderful watching them. Someone else. Christmas brings the love out. That, like Santa Claus, I know y'all probably setting up at night, putting things together. I'm not good at doing that. And, of course, Kevin, you know, he would go to sleep anyway, but Penny would always go get into bed with Karen, and Karen was so excited. She tried to help her go to sleep. Thought she would sleep, so I started with assembling of things or something, and Karen's eyes pop open. So she wouldn't have, no, something. That, is that Santa Claus in there? Something's going on. I think that's Santa Claus. Oh, no. So finally she said, Santa Claus is done. Sleep. So she kept saying it, and Penny finally told her, well, it's probably the elves, Karen said. Little elves sure are noisy, you know. That's not the end of the story. And the next morning she's looking at her things. You know, those little things you put together, and then there's the little tabs you put over the screws it's supposed to hunt. I missed one. He found it. Uh-oh, the elves made a boo-boo. So I told Penny, that's it. We're going to buy our stuff. It's already assembled. Now, you know. So anyway. A memorable Christmas. A memorable gift. Special time around Christmas. Anybody get married on Christmas? were able to bless, pass that blessing on. What do they call it? Pay it forward? It's great. Of course, today, you know, kids don't take that good care of their toys anymore. I'm like you. We used to make sure our toys were taken care of, you know. But today, hey, they'll get some more next time they go to Walmart. Anybody else? Memorable Christmas? Memorable? Ooh, we got some folks look like they're having a party down there, coming up with cakes and cookies. And now some of my most memorable Christmases is what we eat. Anybody else want to share? Surely somebody else has got a memorable Christmas or a gift. Okay. Thank you, Brother Tom, for sharing that. That is so true. And like you said, even now, there's troops that won't be able to be home for Christmas. In fact, the very first Christmas that, when I was born in 1952, Dad, when I was 13 days old, Dad was shipped out to Korea. So he missed my first Christmas. And I know that broke his heart. And he was able to send Mother some stuff home for Christmas. And he opened it, just cried. I don't remember it, but they was telling me that, and they got pictures of it, right? So, yeah, let's keep our military men and women in our hearts for this Christmas. Anybody else? I know the little ones have already come up, so we're not going to tarry long, but we'll give you an opportunity if anybody else wants to share. I know Sister Penny's back there in the nursery, but I'm sure her favorite, most memorable Christmas was probably 1974. You listening, honey? Probably not. And I'm sure she would tell you it was the year that I proposed to her. That's probably what our most memorable and favorite. She might share with something else, but I'm just speaking for her if she was able to to convey to you what her most, maybe she has a different point of view. Your most memorable Christmas? Your best Christmas present? That's what I figured. Are you coming to take the pulpit? Yeah. Well, yeah, in her apartment. Not a fake one, a real tree. You remember the tree more than me even asking you to marry me? All right. One last shot. Anybody else? Brother McCoy. Praise God. Exactly. God uses people to help others like that. Sure. Saving a life, that's absolutely. Amen. Amen. Very Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year. Blessed New Year. All right. If you would stand, God bless you. Just a reminder, we will not be having service this Sunday. We will have service Wednesday, and on New Year's Day, of course, New Year's Eve, we will meet here, those of you that want to or those of you that can, and we'll be praying here. The church will be open sometime between 11:30 and a quarter to 12. And we'll be praying when 2023 rolls around. Imagine that. And then New Year's Day, we'll be having the 11 o'clock service only. No night service and no Sunday school. So that should give everybody plenty of time and ample time to spend with family as well. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss. God bless you. We love you all. All it done in His glory.
Everything to the Lord. Everything. Place it in His hands for His guidance and for His will to be done. All hearts and minds clear. And I'm believing. Y'all are with it. Those of you that will, let's all pray. As we do pray our closing prayer, let's remember Brandon and all the other prayer requests. And as I spoke earlier and those others have said, those that aren't able to be with us, not only that, those that are sick and shut in or those, the homeless. So the list just seems to be, as we open up and look through the eyes that we want the Lord to give us, we see all the need. And for those in the fire, young man, our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we thank you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, is the message tonight, dear Lord, the most precious gift of all, and that's you, Jesus. And you know, it's more than anything, dear Lord, more than we can even understand. Lord, we love, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for everybody here tonight, those watching online. Lord, may they continue to feel your holy presence, dear Lord, as we continue this Christmas time, that, Lord, we'll put you first in everything that we do. Lord, bless our family, strengthen us. For those on the roads and the highways, dear Lord, keep them safe. Lord, bring us all back at our appointed time, dear Lord. Be with each and every household. And, dear Lord, we just ask you to touch our homes, touch our families. Lord, touch those that we work with, dear Lord, and those that we come in contact with. But these special prayer requests, dear Lord, for Brandon, for the young man that was burnt, Lord, for all the other spoken prayer requests, dear Lord, we know that you're greater than any situation they're going through. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas.